you see, you know, my name's Phil. I like watching things on the big screen, on the small screen. So make yourselves comfortable. I have been watching some stuff this week on Netflix, and I'd like to share it with you. It's called Masters of None. Master of None, in fact. It's the creation, released last year, of a man called Aziz Ansari. You might know him from the sitcom Parks and Recreation. It's a sitcom that's, well, really fun. It's fleeting, and to me, generally fantastic. Now, Aziz Ansari stars as sort of a stylized version of himself called Dev, and it follows Dev's life trying to sort of discover himself as sort of a late 20s, early 30s, second generation Indian-American actor, and it kind of mixes his friends, stories with his friends, with work as an actor, with his love life, and the interaction with his parents. And it's just so much fun. It's, you may might say it's a little bit indie, and I think that's purely a bonus. I've got it here written in my notes in capital letters: you should watch this, because quite frankly, you should. That's Master of None on Netflix right now. But ladies and gents, let me tell you, that's just foreplay. Something to tease you with. A proper piece of intense action to live up your bank holiday weekends with in real Netflix and Phil times. It's a film. It's 2 hours of thrilling drama. It's at cinemas right now. It features George Clooney starring as a Wall Street loudmouth and sort of TV personality. It's called Money Monster. Okay. Now, George Clooney as this loudmouth TV person, he's called Lee Gates, and he presents a show that's all about money, sort of financial things, but he's interrupted by an investor who has lost everything, and he's played very well indeed by the emerging British actor Jack O'Connell. And this sort of angry investor, he's driven to the point of madness, and he threatens to blow himself up with the set with it and everyone in the studio if his story isn't listened to. It's Julia Roberts, though, who steals the show in Money Monster. She is the producer of the television show fronted by George Clooney, and she is the only person who can communicate with George Clooney as he is held hostage through his sort of earpiece that's in his phone. It's released yesterday. It's called Money Monster, and in the spirit of Netflix and Phil, let's get it on.
Anyone who can get out right now. Do not look up. Do not make eye contact. Just go. Lee, stay calm. I'm right here.
We are live in 5 minutes.
You have the revisions for the opening.
They're still making some changes.
Am I going to get the changes before the show or
you
after
the
show?
You know the drill. You just point the camera in my direction. We'll figure it out together.
It always sounds so simple and yet so moronic.
Here he is, the Wizard of Wall Street himself.
The name is Lee Gates. The show is Money Monster. Without risk, there is no reward. Should I sell? Should I unload?
Get some balls! Man up!
Who's that guy on camera two?
You want to complain about it? Go ahead.
Who is it? Anybody know?
Was it a union thing?
Cut the feed.
Whoever's in there, turn the cameras on.
Turn the cameras on, Patty. Turn it on,
what am I
going
to do?
Turn them on.
Put it up.
Is out now, starring George Clooney and Julia Roberts. It's directed by Jodie Foster, and that is called Money Monster.